Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
DMV, for those of you there, engagement photos are Old Town Alexandria, by the water.
Like a covered bridge out in Loudoun County is a big deal.
Yeah. The Jefferson Memorial.
Huge to go to the Jefferson with the columns.
You actually would turn around and see the Washington Monument behind you.
I see, very good.
Right in front of the tidal basin.
Okay, of course, good guys.
So we have some pictures. So we're walking around, we're holding hands, and in addition to the alpacas, there's also, it's a farm. So there's kind of some farm decor. So you have, red barns around.
Hay bales.
Some nice trails. There are some hay features.
If you say the word hay features again, I'm going to come over and thump you.
I love it.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Little nervous going into today's show with the energy you brought into the room.
Oh, yeah. My voice is fried. I stayed up most of the night doing something I haven't done in some time, just doing something for me.
What did you do for you?
This is the thing. On Tuesday nights, I don't know if you're aware, I do a show called Big O and Dukes.
And that's with?
Chad Dukes.
Yes.
From Chad Dukes versus the World.
Mm-hmm.
And Drab T-Shirt
Matthew
from
Cahill
the
is
Junkies.
Also a part of that program.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we use his God-given name, but everybody does know it.
Yes.
He's known as Drab T-Shirt.
Drab T-Shirt, that's his stage name.
So,
Nom de plume.
Look, sometimes...
And that involves a drive out west, they say.
Yeah, to Fairfax, and sometimes things can get a little, rambunctious if there are beers or cocktails had. I have not partaken in that, that way of life. I took 3 or 4 Mountain Dews straight to the dome last night while I was doing the show.
Just pounded them.
Well, the Mountain Dew Zeros, don't know if you know that they're out there. You're a Zero guy. Okay, so Drab T-Shirt put me onto this.
It's a good soft drink.
I want to say roughly a month ago.
Right.
And not to mention they have a matte black can. And if you're into matte black anything or matte colors on cars,
right,
it reminds you of that. So I like the feel of the can. I'm like, oh, I like Mountain Dew regardless. But drinking 4 of them in a night not healthy to or conducive to get home and then go to bed.
Well,
especially if you're not used to that much caffeine.
You're you pound your caffeine in the morning.
Yes.
You're not an afternoon caffeine
guy.
No,
or an evening.
No.
For that matter. We got home at 11 p.m. and I was wide awake.
Mm-hmm.
And I get home and I'm like, oh, man. I would like
Wife already asleep?
No. She's wide awake. And I didn't know this was actually a thing, washing her hair. Because girls still do that. I didn't know that. I thought you just take a shower and you don't announce you wash your hair, but apparently that's what happens.
Well, as someone who in the past decade has had long hair, you don't wash it every day. You shower every day, but you don't wash your hair every day.
Why wouldn't you wash your hair every day?
Because some of the natural oil that stays in it makes it look better.
Oh, who says? And if I'm wrong, fine. But who told you that?
It's just the way it is. I just went
Maddie,
by the way it looked.
Rob is correct.
What? There's a hippie sheen for not washing your hair?
Yeah, and especially if you have thicker hair like Shannon, you really don't need to wash it very frequently.
Mm. I had thin hair.
I think that's disgusting.
Well,
are you kidding me?
No, it's totally normal.
It's very normal.
Is it like a normal thing to do, or is it something that maybe somebody read in a beauty magazine and...
It strips the natural oils, like Rob said.
It's pretty accepted. Now, I would, I'd shower every
thin.
Day. Well, in places.
Yes.
In places. It was very good in the back.
What would your scalp do? Would you just, forget about that when you had to wash it? Because that was exposed for a long time.
Well, the scalp was, it was like, I would.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Joel.
Yeah.
I would.
A big thing about bringing me a Red Bull.
You really sweated the details on the shopping list.
He threw a card, this, and this crumbled up. Receipt.
I've seen people.
I'm going to expense this, Joel, I'm sure.
I've seen people empty a snow shovel with more care than he just dropped off your Red Bull.
Here you go, old man. Hopefully this will get you through the show.
No, a lot of times, like in the shower, the hair would get wet. It would rinse, but I wouldn't shampoo it.
Okay.
But anyway.
Fair enough.
But so she's washing her hair.
I want to watch What is the season two of F1 racing, Drive to Survive,
right,
on Netflix.
Everybody loves this show.
So I watch season one.
Maddie, you watch it every night?
I don't miss it.
Why you wash your hair?
Exactly. But I don't wash my hair every night.
That's true.
I threw it on.
Right.
And she's washing her hair, and she comes out in the bedroom. She's like, you know, there's a new show, a new dating show. It's like, not Temptation Island. It's like Bachelor in Paradise. And it's on Netflix. It's called The Room or something weird. I don't know. Pony, if you can look that up, that'd be great. Remember, he's helping as a producer now, so.
I know.
That'd be fantastic. Thank you.
That's how he's going to get buns.
Yes, buns. We'll talk about that later. That was awkward and still feels weird to talk about.
It's called Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. The Pony Boy story.
Is it a Stevie Wonder show?
So she's selling me on the show.
It's called Love is Blind.
Yes.
On Netflix.
I've heard rumors about this show.
Right.
I've heard.
Why would you think it was called The Room?
Because they're both in a room and there's a wall and they're talking to each other.
Okay, I understand.
So I just called it The Room.
I understand.
And she's explaining this to me. And I said, I saw the preview. I heard it's getting a lot of buzz. And I'm usually into a paradise, Bachelor in Paradise type scenario with all the drama and
you're
the leave-ins.
You're drawn. That is a thing that
draws you. I would love
that
conflict.
In.
I would take that. Mm. Not if Drive to Survive is on.
Right.
And not if I want to catch up on my open wheel racing F1 series.
What if there was a show where there was a wall between the driver's side and the passenger side and they're doing this F1 racing, but they're dating too?
This is how much of an you are.
Oh my God. I can't believe
F1 is one person.
Oh, we have, well, you know.
And what race do you know of that has, outside of the Gumball 3000, that has a co-pilot?
You see, you are so locked
rally
in
racing.
To, you're so locked into the status
F you,
quo.
Pony. I'm rally thinking, racing. Like they want someone with them to keep them company through the Mexico
what
desert.
What I'm trying to do is turn your racing into a dating show. So I bend the rules a little bit, okay?
So
you call me an a-hole for that.
So there's a compromise because you're not a true racing fan. Neither am I. I'm a fraud. But there's a compromise here where I'm like, hey, let's watch this F1 deal. It's the second season. You saw part of me binge the first season.
Right.
I got into a couple of these second season guys. The guys on Bode were talking about, I was like, I've seen a few episodes.
Right.
Maybe we could share. Maybe we could become real race fans, and then we could
together.
Wake up. We could wake up at 3 a.m. And go see the race at Spa at some bar in Germany or wherever it may be, and then really because F1 fans are as annoying as international soccer fans.
Okay,
like they will tell you all about this even if you don't care about it. And I'm Latino, and I care.
What?
I care. Like it's built into me to care about soccer.
Right.
But F1 fans...
The way it's built into me to care about pierogies.
Yes,
just part of our blood.
So if you are a true like open wheel and you know the driver's names and you're probably waking up and you're subscribing to channels and watching these races in real time.
Okay.
I'm not that guy. But I love the event. It sounds like something we can make friends at.
And if it's a show on Netflix, it sounds to me like they sort of have condensed
it's
the
called
sport.
Drive to Survive. Spoiler alert, someone died in the F2 series just this past season.
Oh, no.
Yeah, people die. You're going 200 plus miles an hour. Things happen, right?
Yeah.
So as I'm watching this, she's still telling me about this Room dating show.
Right.
And what's it called again? I'm sorry.
Blind it's love. Date to survive.
No, it's called blind luck. What is it called?
Blind love.
Blind love.
Blind love.
Love is blind.
Love is blind. And as far as we know, no one has died on this show.
No, not yet.
Okay.
So I say to her, do you want me to go downstairs? And this is a man I thought I'd never become. This is the TMOS Nation.
Okay.
That I'm saying I'll go watch the TV downstairs.
In your spacious house, you're going to go to the second television.
The smaller television.
Right.
Like, I run my domicile.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I should be sending her downstairs.
Right.
But I'm beat down.
But you can't wash your hair in the downstairs.
I'm beat down from working. The dog's laying on the bed. I'm just like, I just came from my third job. Maybe I need some alone time and I'm not going to fight this fight. You want to watch The Room and pass out? That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Love is Blind.
So are you right now fighting sort of a...
There's no fight.
Okay, well, no, I'm
giving up like the French.
No, I'm just saying that within
the
you,
French.
I'm saying that within your body, there is a battle between the weariness of not wanting to have this confrontation, but also the caffeination.
I got to pick my poison.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I also know Maybe I'll get a snack while I'm down there.
Why not? Of course, that would mean there have to be food in the house.
There wasn't.
Aha!
It's a different story. So I get down there. So I just go, and she's watching. And then I would say I'm 5 episodes into the second season.
Okay.
She comes down around 1:30, 1:40. I can't believe she's still up.
How's her hair look?
I didn't even notice. Ugh. She could have been naked for all I know.
You
I don't
monster.
Know. She's like, do you want to come up and watch your F1 show? I said, no. Like, I'm set up here.
Right.
I got these veggie snacks I hate. I got...
like those fake chips?
Oh, it's terrible.
The worst.
No, those other chips that actually have real vegetables in them. I'm at the leavings of our pantry, which is small.
Right.
And we've been gone for a while, so there's no groceries.
Pony, the cupboard was bare.
Yeah. When right? I was a kid, and the treat was, oh my God, there's some water crackers for the guests that come in. We're going to eat them because we have nothing else. We're so desperate.
Because when a saltine has too much flavor, when a saltine is too zesty for your palate,
yes.
Go water
that
cracker.
That was my life.
Yeah.
Last night again.
Right.
Took me back to my childhood. I said, I guess mom's never going to buy anything fun. I'm going to go ahead and take care of this.
No sure. Telescope, nothing.
Nothing. So I have a fantastic night. Stay up till 4:30 in the morning for the first time not doing anything except for doing something for me.
That's so wild. That's like being on a submarine. You went to bed when I got up.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
That's
and
wild.
And I'm being honest, it was 4:54.
Yes, that's what my alarm is set for 4:50.
I woke up at 7:50, took a shower, said, I guess I got to do this again.
It's like we met on the bridge of a U-boat.
Yes.
It's like, I'm on duty now. See ya. Go have your water crackers.
So when you're this, I guess, this brings me to my point. Don't text when you haven't slept enough. Don't just fire off messages.
Right.
Bing, bang, boom, bam, trying to get things done.
You right now are on pure adrenaline.
And now, my fine friends at Red Bull Racing, sugar-free.
Okay, well, that's good. The sugar won't get you all hyped up.
So we've got, by the way, if you're missing Mike, he's...
he's not here.
He's at the Masters, the equivalent of... the Masters, but for his own golf community.
It's the Donald Trump testicle invitational.
It's called the Invitational.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Best of luck, Mike. Go get him. I guess that's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
Win the tournament.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bring home the, what is it? The golden putter.
That's
right.
That's right. He's actually in a room right now, and his partner, they're separated by a wall, and there is a 40 to 70% chance they will win.
He will be back.
He will be back.
He'll be back.
Yeah.
In a few days. So we are, I'm perusing for stories. I know that you and I will be doing a program
here.
And this pops up in my feed. Go ahead and read that to the team, please.
It says, I'm sorry. Washington, D.C., see you in a few weeks when I'm with my band at the Warner Theater on March 26th. I can't wait to share some new and old songs for a magical night of music together. Tickets on sale now. Mandy Moore! Aha!
So, you might know her from hits like Candy.
Yeah.
I don't know what else she's on except for This Is Us.
Yeah, she plays the mom.
And she had a handful of hits, teenage, coming-of-age movies when I was a younger
man. It's been a while to a point that when they age her on This Is Us, it's not a big deal. It's not like The Irishman. They can make her look old without a lot of trouble.
But she probably still looks good, right?
Oh, sure. Well, she looks good when she plays the young mom on This Is Us.
So I was like, I'm going to send this to Spiewak. Maybe it's something we could go to.
Uh-huh.
Next, it'd be fun to go to Warner Theaters up his alley, something different. So I bebop into my phone.
Now, I don't believe you meant to say send it to Spiewak.
No, that's, yes.
Really, me?
Yes.
Wow, I'm thrilled.
I was like, he likes the Warner Theater. He'll go do anything. He
likes
has nothing
Warner,
going
yeah.
on. I'll mm-hmm. I'll take him.
Yeah. I'm honored.
And what do I do? I hit Rob, send.
Right.
So this is what I sent to not you, but Mr. Rob Ford.
Oh, the newly engaged Rob Ford.
Yes. Because I was kind of mad you hadn't written back until I looked back at it.
Right.
I sent him a screen cap of this concert.
Right.
And I write, let's go. I'm not kidding. So Rob Ford and I do a lot of things. Going to a Mandy Moore concert's not really up our alley.
I would think you and him would be more likely to go to a sporting event.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hockey game.
Yes.
Something like that. And we have a borderline like work boss relationship.
Well, he's been with you for so long in the building of Podcast Village.
Yes.
That there is a sort of underlying friendship bond.
Yeah. So we're friends.
Yeah.
But like there is like, we work together,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure. You're work
so
friends.
he could go to HR with this and say, hey, there's a problem here. Because this screams of romance.
It does. Yeah.
Like, I can send this to Rob Spiewak, and he knows, maybe it'd be fun to go.
Yeah.
Rob Ford, maybe goes HR.
Well, for one thing, you are HR, so it's probably not a big deal.
No, but it's still like,
yeah, and
it
also,
could be misconstrued. Like, if I shot that to Maddie by accident instead of Max, like right. on my phone, I would go, because even though Maddie and I have a friendship,
right.
She is still, if this could be, are you hitting on me? Is there a problem? Like, there.
Well, also, the weird thing
we live
about,
in a brand new world, right?
The weird thing about, you're getting Chris Matthews yourself right out the door.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but
hello.
With Rob Ford, the problem is, it could be a romantic overture, but also it's, hey, you want to go look at a chick that I thought was really hot 20 years ago? I'm buying the tickets.
Yeah. So I'm sweating this out as I'm getting a ride to work because
sure.
I was going to be mad at you for not writing me back.
Right.
But I was like, and Shannon's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, nothing. I sent the wrong text. And mind you, I didn't even think about taking my wife.
Hey, Oscar, remember how hot she was in 1997? I'm going to go buy some popcorn.
So Rob Ford, right, hits me right back as soon as the show starts.
Okay, what is he saying?
Because he probably just saw it.
Right.
I'm in. What should I wear?
Oh, no! Leg warmers,
so,
of course.
HR is clear. Now I got to take Ford because he's a good sport and he's not going to call me out. But it was meant for you.
I understand, and I'm honored.
Yeah.
But you might have more fun with Rob Ford. He's a more fun guy.
Well, clearly that response says everything. It's going to be a great time.
Well, also, he might need a night away.
Well, but he also probably remembers how, like, at one point, if you're in your 40s or maybe late 30s, Mandy Moore was not like, oh, that's if you're Rob's age, that's my daughter's age.
Well, she falls kind of in a gray area for me.
Yeah,
she's
so
more your
not,
era than
that
mine.
That wasn't somebody you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
even my era. I was probably a creep just for thinking about it.
Sure,
right?
sure.
But Rob's era, definitely.
Oh, perfect. And by the way, is it now a good time to ask you about the photo shoot?
What photo shoot?
His engagement photos.
Oh, yeah. We can talk to him about it a little later. You know, and if he's down there, do you want to call him up here? Maybe come after coming off the break.
I'd love to talk to him, especially if we can plan out his outfit. By the way, it's
know
not
that
okay
there
to...
there is a mammal involved outside of his... We're mammals, right? Yeah,
I don't know where you're going
We're
with this.
Outside,
technically, a mammal is any animal that can produce milk to feed their young.
Okay, so there, outside of Rob and his beautiful, lovely fiance,
yes.
there's another mammal involved in his engagement photos. That's a tease.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And by the way, when you're going to this concert, don't wear a Mandy Moore T-shirt to a Mandy Moore concert.
No. I would never do that.
No.
And I would go. She's got a I've seen her reenactments of her band, because if you know This Is Us,
yeah, of course,
that's what splits them up.
Yeah, because
he gets all jealous and drunk,
yep.
and then drunk
mm-hmm.
drives home,
right.
and then alcoholism takes over, and they break up. Spoiler alert, first season.
Yeah, not as bad as that crock pot, though, that burns the house down. Ain't that a bite in the ass?
So, what have we learned? Do what you want when you want, but watch your text the next day.
Exactly, and remember that 1B makes a lot of difference. A lot of difference.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Now, in a desperate attempt to fill 24 hours of programming, here's some bullshit that happened somewhere today. We've got some footage here of the bullshit, which began just after 3 o'clock this afternoon when residents in this neighborhood were shocked to see this fairly common thing happening. An attractive witness described the event in breathless terms.
I went to my window and I was like, whoa, there's some bullshit happening.
That happened right over there. I'm an older man, so you can trust what I say.
Authorities in special uniforms rushed to the scene to stand around while our cameras filmed them. Our reporter Keith Collins joins us now live from the scene of the bullshit through the use of expensive technology. Good to be with you again, Keith. We have a colorful graphic here that shows instances of bullshit like this are on the rise. Is that right?
Yes, although why is unclear. Some say it's because of one f***ing reason. Others say it's because of some other f***ing reason. I talked to this random expert on the subject who told me this thing you're about to hear him say right after he points at a piece of paper.
I spent my entire life
attending the nation's most prestigious schools to talk about bullshit like this. I'm really just happy to be on TV.
Now let's see if we can drag this out a little longer by showing emails written by some of our viewers. I once saw some stuff kind of like the shit you're talking about happen. I have nothing more to add. Another person says, I am angry that things like this happen. I get mad about every bullshit thing I see. So obviously a lot of opinions there to make this story seem somewhat meaningful.
Oh, absolutely, Glenn. This bullshit has some broader implications. Here's a list of tips on how to avoid bullshit happening to you.
And here's some footage of Congress.
Yes, I see that.
Well, thank you, Keith. Let us know if there are any updates on this bullshit story from there.
There's no way there will be.
Very good. We'll check back with you in an hour anyway.
I'm just some fucking guy.
When we return, we'll look at live footage of a car chase taken from a helicopter and free associate about what's going on.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Live from the nation's capital in our Podcast Village studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you are a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Lidgerwood, North Dakota to Sleepy Hollow, New York, from Williamsburg, Virginia to Weed, California.
Ooh.
Weed.
Weed.
Weed, California.
Sanders.
And from we won the big one.
Big one! From We're still losing!
No shame in second place. From Oconto, Wisconsin to The Bottle, Alabama, TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. Brought to you by Cornerstone. Oscar, the rates keep on dropping.
Oh, man, just heard about it yesterday.
Mortgage interest rates have now hit an 8-year low. Wow. Thanks to the coronavirus panic, the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage.
Hold on a sec. Did you write this?
Yeah.
Did they say thanks to the coronavirus?
Well,
outbreak?
I should say not thanks to, but as a result of.
Why would you, please, for the love of God, have some sort of compassion?
As a result of the coronavirus
please,
pandemic.
That's fine.
Thank you.
I don't even know if they want that in their copy.
They do.
They do.
Yeah, well, this is important.
Did they say thanks?
I cannot cite where it came from. And I'm not going to throw anyone under any bus.
Okay, fair enough.
But I will say this, that they had an economist on the news this morning saying that this is a big deal,
yeah,
that it really is affecting the economy from all corners. And mortgage rates are now down to 3.375%. So the time to act is
the
now.
The lowest ever.
In fact, applications to refinance are up 165% annually, so you don't want to miss the boat. Also, household debt is nearing $14 trillion, and with tappable home equity reaching an all-time high, you've got to act now. You can take out cash or save cash by securing a lower rate. Our buddy Mark Livingstone, good guy, our neighbor, right in this very building, at Cornerstone First Financial, call him today. His number is 202-625-1221, or visit online at cornerstonefirst.com. Mike O'Mara used this firm on his most recent transaction and loved the treatment he got. Truly great. Call 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Call and see what they can do for you. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Thank you, Cornerstone.
Do you, quick sidebar.
Yeah.
By the way, he's absolutely right. And I don't know if it's the lowest ever. I just know that.
The lowest in 8 years, and that's huge.
Well, I think mine was 3.75, and that was pretty damn good.
Yeah, mine is 16.
But you bought yours like during the recession, for God's sakes.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Like, it's 16
stupid.
Years ago.
It was so stupid.
The Reagan recession, not the one that just happened.
That's right, the Reagan recession. I bought my house when I was 14.
All right. So Rob Ford won.
Yes. You excited about the concert?
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. It's been a whirlwind of a morning.
For getting the bit. But really, what did you think when you saw the text?
I mean, you're great at identifying events in the city.
Fair.
And when I think of somebody who has his finger on the pulse of Washington, D.C.,
oh boy,
nightlife.
He's tap dancing now.
Yes. Was it awkward? Just be honest.
I think of Oscar Santana. You know, it was a little awkward, but it's very on brand for you. So it wasn't that bad.
Is it the last time you got a pre-8 o'clock text from Oscar in the morning? Was it anything to do with your social life, or was it more of something screwed up at the office?
Usually something screwed
it's
up at the office.
It's not screwed up at the office. I'm just asking about a project.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
I would say it's not fair to say screw-ups.
Okay.
Because Rob He's not that guy that does that.
I rescind the question.
Hey, where are we with this project?
Yeah, for sure.
But when
you
see a text and it says from Oscar Santana, you're not expecting pop rock from 1998.
Well, I'll tell you this. He sent it as two texts, and I'm not sure how much you brought the listener up to speed. I just came in, but
as a great broadcaster, he's doing a reset.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I received a text, and it was a screen cap as the first text of an event for a Mandy Moore concert at the Warner Theater. Classy joint, let me tell you.
I love the Warner.
Over 1,000 people there, a big house. Yeah. And you know, the second text then was, "I'm not even kidding."
Yes.
So the way the phone processes the texts, I just saw on the top, "I'm not even kidding."
Yes, yes.
So I had no idea what that first one was.
Yeah.
I actually went in the direction that Rob was talking about, how something about like, where are we at with this project? This needs to be done.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. You're like, oh, great. What is he harping about now?
Can't we wait at least to open
how
the business
dairy
hours? Meanwhile, he said, oh, gosh.
I think Rob was here till midnight last night. You know, so he's probably like grinding on it regardless. He's like, oh, what does he want now?
And just to fast forward 5 minutes, he turns to his fiance and says, "These jeans or these jeans?"
So you get the text.
Yes.
You see what comes through. You're like, oh, this might be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you give a witty answer back. You should know that I've had a long night of doing nothing but I was doing deconstructive acts by just watching the Drive to Survive series, so the F1 series on Netflix.
Very good.
I said, why not do this and
open
destroy
wheel
my life?
Racing.
Yeah, there you go. Not two people, one.
Not even if they're really skinny?
That text was meant to go to Rob Spiewak.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's a little awkward. Yeah.
Weird.
You know what you just did?
Yes.
Took the bloom right off the rose.
But since I had already launched it, I wasn't going into the humming, 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 humming. I want to see how it landed. And I walked in, and I was mad at Rob coming up to work, where I was like, he didn't even write back.
Yeah.
Like, this is right up his alley. And I look at it as I'm walking into the building. I'm like, oh, F.
Yeah.
Like, Ford might think I'm hitting on him. This is not, like, if we're going to a Caps game or something, that's like a little different.
Sure,
this is a little out of
our
realm of comfort
zones. There are many ways this could be misinterpreted, as previously discussed.
So we mentioned that the only saving grace here, because if that salvo goes to a Maddie or Max, for example, like you miss. Send a text like that.
Sure.
That aggressive. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
There's that other angle that just occurred to me that's inappropriate because technically you are his boss, so you're ordering to
That's
to
what
go.
I was getting to in my initial, like, oh, this is butt awkward. I don't know if this is something that I'm going to be able to walk out of or talk out of.
It's not like saying, go get me a Red Bull.
No. So. It could, especially, I would say, and maybe this is being sexist to me or to 1990, but if it was a female coworker or subordinate, it'd be like, what is this?
A female look like? Subordinate.
Yes.
And Rob says nothing.
Yes. So, or you know what I mean. You know,
yeah,
a coworker.
Yeah, for sure.
It really is, it's fascinating, and I'm thankful it went to you and not you. If it was going to go to anybody,
oh, sure.
Because you would get that, right?
Yeah.
And you know, we have a lot of cross-pollination because, you know, really, our Podcast Village email addresses are separated by one letter.
And you both have a musical background.
Yeah.
And if I'm honest, I'm going to pick two people here that maybe into Mandy Moore or the Warner Theater. It's you two.
Well, sure. I would offer this. If you had to pick a third person, the seats at the Warner are very narrow. Maybe choose Pony.
He doesn't like coming to
like
district.
A great
yeah,
idea.
But he,
yeah.
he's so thin.
Yeah, if it's in Little Korea, maybe.
He's so thin.
At Annandale.
The
but
Annandale
not,
Warner
but not
Theater.
DC.
No.
Okay, so that was a great...
It was a merry mix-up.
It was a great pivot into something I wanted to talk about, if you're comfortable.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
I'll ask you on air, so I hope you are. This weekend, you mentioned that you went and you had engagement photos.
Yes.
And I'm not here to make fun of.
Sure.
I just think it's a very creative and very Rob Ford and maybe the Fords when we see these photos.
Yeah.
And it is, if you're going to ask me anything, where did Rob Ford take his engagement photos for his wonderful nuptials coming up?
Right.
And you told me that it was.
Well, before you reveal it,
yes.
I just got to say, I'm coming up, this October will be 24 years for me. So I've been married a long time.
Yes.
You've been married, what, coming up on three?
It feels like forever.
Yeah, it feels like forever. Yes. Did you, I mean, engagement photos was not a thing that really happened that often when I got married, because without social media to share it, they didn't have a lot of destinations, right? So people would, I guess, maybe get a portrait taken, but it wouldn't be madly distributed because there was no great way to do it.
Yeah, agreed.
Where were engagement photos at when you got engaged? But also, you were a slightly older bridegroom, so maybe you're not in that
sphere. I'm 42 years old.
Yeah, but you're still older than him.
Actually, I'm 41 years old right now. I'm not even 42 yet.
Hey, you know what you are? You're 40 wonderful. But I would say as a slightly younger bridegroom, he might be more eager to do the route of the engagement photo. I'm just curious.
No, my wife wanted them. I said no.
Okay.
And moved on with my life.
All right.
Fair enough.
So, but we were also busy building this business, and I had just gotten out of business school. So
that's true.
There wasn't like, where are we going to take this in front
of? Yeah, because you had your yearbook picture.
Yeah. Where are we going to take this in front of this?
There's only room for one picture in the Santana house.
This half wall.
It is a small house.
And by the way, expensive.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. Like people charge you for that.
Yeah, of course they do.
But Rob, look, and all kidding aside, Ford works all weekend. Mm. He grinds it out.
He does.
The idea that he makes time for his lady is mind blowing. Like that's when you know you're in love.
I often say this when I have to preface it by saying it sounds jive, and there's no way to say it and not sound jive. Anytime I've hired an intern that has advanced, I'm always very proud of them. And I'm very proud of Rob.
Yeah, but he's probably apexing your own career right now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I mean, I'm being honest.
Of course.
And it went down to Mike. It went like the bell curve is down.
Well, the Don and Mike.
And Rob is like, he's a hockey stick.
Understand.
He's moving up.
During the Don and Mike show, there were several bell curves because I kept getting to be the producer. And then I kept being demoted.
Okay. So, I'm teasing. You know, I have a love and affection for your skill set and what you do outside of this show.
Blah, blah, blah.
So what you did mention is, hey, we got to, and you were so excited to tell me. And there's no knock on it. I thought it was super creative because there's also a wrinkle to this. And I don't know where you are in the breaks. How much time do we have?
We got all the time in the world.
You said, I said, what type of engagement? Because the typical DC, DMV, for those of you in the area, engagement photos are Old Town Alexandria by the water.
Like a covered bridge out in Loudoun County is a big deal. Yeah,
The Jefferson Memorial.
Huge to go to the Jefferson with the columns.
You actually would turn around and see the Washington Monument behind you.
I see. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Right in front of the tidal basin.
Okay, of course, good guys.
So, monuments. What would be considered an old, I would say a historic neighborhood with cobble street roads.
Cobblestone,
same thing.
My name is Johnny Cobblestone.
That's what I usually see for the area.
Valid.
Lay on our listening audience how original and how, I would say, unique and personal your engagement photos are.
Well, here's the thing about the engagement photos. I also was in the same camp as you were, Oscar, in that I wasn't really into the whole idea of the engagement photos. But because, you know, I'm limited in time because, as you say, I'm always grinding.
Grinding, yeah. Every day he's shuffling.
Most of the wedding planning has my lovely now fiance has graciously taken up that mantle.
Is she still working or co-working on that with your mom?
Yeah, she is. My
Anita,
mom,
right?
Anita Ford, my wonderful mother. And so what she told me was that we now have a wedding website that is now in the works.
Oh, you're on the knot?
I'm not even sure. I haven't seen the website, but apparently this is happening.
Yeah.
My wedding website was on the knot, N-O-T. It was it focused on the mistakes.
And apparently with the website, the reason we had to get the engagement photos
not like a .gov
was because you had to put some photos on the website, so we needed nice ones.
Sure.
And I guess the Facebook photos just weren't going to do.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of pressure.
That is.
So she did most of the scouting of this location for the engagement photos.
Don't we have a guy, Josue, doesn't he do wedding photos?
He does lots of pictures.
Like on our team, on the side?
I wanted to keep a little bit of a separation.
A low profile?
Well, with the, engagement photos are a certain kind of photo.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure.
Well, it wasn't like a boudoir photo, was it?
No, not quite that far. But I wouldn't boudoir? Be certain if I was completely comfortable doing all that in front of Josue.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't know that until the moment, so I didn't want to risk it.
Oh, you know what? Separation of church and state is important.
Yes.
Okay, boys.
So anyway, we found a photographer. We looked at several locations, and what we decided on was.
Wait, is there a timpani? We don't have a timpani, do we?
After all these years.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
I can agree.
We'll wait.
Pause, please.
Tune up the timpani.
You're better than that.
The Rob Ford engagement photo location is.
I was waiting for the. That's a long timpani. An alpaca farm.
An alpaca farm.
Oh, yeah. Show me. Do it. Yeah. Alpaca.
Alpaca. As a man from the Andes mountains, the only thing I know about alpacas is that they're prevalent in Bolivia. My dad.
And delicious. Has,
don't just look at them. Eat them.
That's right.
My father would come back from Bolivia with these, when we were kids, with these alpaca sweaters that are itchy.
And now, when you say really? That, they're not like a sweater that has an alpaca picture on it.
No, they're made out of the alpaca. Yes.
The wool. And wasn't there like a scam running around UHF television about 15 years ago where you could raise alpacas and make a fortune?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
There was, but and some people have like lucky elephants, like figurines. We have lucky alpacas.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And wasn't that also your old DJ name?
No.
Alpaca?
No. So when Rob Ford told me this,
you screamed.
I was like, that's not bad. That's actually a genuine, I've never seen that happen before. And where did you go? South America?
I got to know, before we get to the nitty gritty, why alpacas? Does she have a penchant for alpacas? Or?
She's always thought they were kind of a cute animal, and it's always kind of liked them, you know, when...
They spit, you know.
Yes, they do.
They do.
And we found that out a little bit.
Oh, no!
Holy smokes.
I did not expect that.
How do you find an alpaca farm?
Well, it turns
just Google?
Out... Just like everybody
Google
else? Search. And you said, do you go to South America? You can go a little bit closer to home. We went to Upper Marlboro.
Oh, nice.
That is a beautiful part of Marlboro.
Also, by the way, where our boy, if I'm not mistaken, Josue is close to.
You know, you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
and
he could have been there.
He could have been there. He hears this.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You know what?
Next engagement.
Yeah, next.
Right now, Josue has got an
I'll
image.
Catch you next time.
He's got an image of $20 flying away.
Yeah.
No, he does very well.
So there's an alpaca farm, apparently in Upper Marlboro, which is northeast of Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. I would say the very northernmost part of what would be called the D.C. metropolitan area.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you set an appointment, you make it, what was the Sunday?
This was a Sunday, Sunday afternoon. Yeah. The photographer met us there, and the photographer also was nice enough to call ahead and make sure it was okay to do the photographing and have, you know, run of the grounds for the
photo
shoot.
What did the photographer say when you mentioned the location and the circumstances?
She actually said, you know what? There's an alpaca farm. I think that's an alpaca farm really close to where I live. And I've always been wanting an excuse to go there.
Oh, wow.
Look at you. That's
small
magic.
World.
That's magic.
Perfect. So it worked out well. Yeah.
What of the spitting?
So what we came to find out after we talked to the nice farmer, Sue, the alpaca farmer.
Farmer Sue.
Yeah. She
anything but Sue.
She told us that apparently with alpacas they're curious by nature, so you want to let them approach you and not do so much approaching of them.
Nice.
Alpacas are curious, like Larry King.
I'm curious.
Hey, why are they getting married? I'm gonna go over and see.
And the one no-no that they said, do not touch an alpaca on its head.
Mm.
It will not like that.
You see, I would think that I would...
Like a dog.
I'd want to do that.
You don't want to bet
him. And also with the coronavirus, you don't want to touch anybody's face.
Absolutely.
Where do you touch them?
So,
hey, look out.
Not really. Well, I mean, how do you approach one?
So the back is, once they come over to you, you can, you're welcome to pet the back and you're welcome to pet the neck.
And
the neck is very long, almost like a little mini giraffe.
Yeah.
That's good. Stay away from the head.
Okay.
That's what they said.
Cool.
So after we got kind of the crash course on alpacas, we were able to...
Who dressed you?
Who dressed me?
Yeah.
We kept it somewhat casual.
Okay, okay.
Because we were on a farm, so yeah. So we had a little bit of that rural vibe.
Ooh.
So like hee-haw, did you wear your overalls forwards or backwards?
Backwards.
That's good, like Buck Owens.
Yeah, but did you color coordinate? This is a whole thing I've...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I wore a purple button down.
Okay.
And
disappointed. I kind of had pictured you kind of like Boris Yeltsin.
A power color.
I'm shirtless.
And my lovely lady wore a kind of like a sage dress.
Dress.
Oh, very nice.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. So it looked nicely. I think contrasting colors. I'm not sure. But oh, they.
You know. Let me ask you this.
You know.
Was there the word approved or approval involved when you selected your shirt? Did you have to run it up the flagpole?
So,
look at that shirt. He looks great in that shirt.
He today, does. Right? It's a wonderful shirt.
I didn't want to make, again, because I'm always grinding.
Yeah.
I've learned that I don't want to take too much time over
the shirt
selection.
It doesn't have time. It's for her. It's not for us.
So luckily, but did she sign off on is what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. She did sign off. Yeah. She actually selected it. I said,
there's a little detail.
I had just gotten some dry cleaning back.
Yeah.
I said,
which one of these guys
I've got about
works?
10 shirts in this dry cleaning mm-hmm. bag. Pick the one you want.
Yeah.
We'll make it work.
Okay. Why settle when you can select?
Exactly.
Yeah. So we were to arrive, and we meet our first alpaca, who was actually very friendly. And
Let's names? Pause. Can we pause on friendly alpaca?
Oh, yes. The approach.
Yes. This is a good place to go to Spots, I believe.
Spots.
And when we come back, we'll hear about alpaca number one.
This is crazy.
It's almost like the dating game. Enter and sign in, please. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's March. There's lots to celebrate. St. Patrick's Day, the big basketball tournament, and the 2020 Olympic Games, which start in about 130 days.
But let's circle back around and have a sidebar to discuss Dirk. The March item with a maximum return on investments.
Oh, birthdays. Dirk, kill me.
Whether you're having a boss birthday
or you're trying to keep it tight,
the perfect gift isn't in a bowl on top of a refrigerator. It's a TMOS bonus show package.
Tight. Listen, people, when you take a helicopter view of the situation, it's a synergy of TMOS. Leveraged with an extra hour of humor brought to the table.
All it takes is a clickety-click when you take a digital trip to MikeOMaraShow.com.
At the end of the day, you can incentivize your laughter and have a core competency of giggles with this iteration of comedy.
And you have access to the entire bonus show library. That's over 37 dozen, cousin. Because if you miss a little, you miss a lot.
And when you circle back around to use best practices, boom, bam, you'll find the takeaway is supporting
TMOS. Jim, I'll listen to your show this week, I promise.
Yeah, that's right. And that's all.
I didn't even know what I was signing up for.
Rubber-doped.
You know what's really great is that a lot of people don't realize that on the podcast they have the commentary track on during that promo.
Thank you.
Where you get to know what Oscar really thinks. Mm. Oscar?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
What if razors were always half price at the store?
Oh, really? You do say.
Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be fantastic.
Well, that's what shaving is like with Harry's. They offer premium blade refills as low as $2 each. That's like 55% less than the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. You see, Harry's doesn't inflate their blade prices or add unnecessary features to the razor. You don't need flex balls. You don't need a heated handle.
Nope.
What you need is a 100% quality guarantee, and that's what Harry's offers. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they will give you a full refund, and you can feel good about your purchase because 1% of the proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping to provide better access to healthcare for men and veterans. But I tell you what, you're not going to return them because it's the best blade you've
They're
ever used.
They're fantastic.
And they last forever. Plus, Harry's has a special offer just for our listeners. New customers get $5 off a trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, best in the world, and a travel cover. So join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com/TMOS to claim your offer. Best in the world.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now, did you shave before your photo shoot?
Absolutely.
Because you had to look very nice,
I was
right?
Looking good.
That was called a segue. Well,
let me ask you this. When we left you, we find out you and your lovely wife.
Approach.
We are on the precipice of your photo shoot. You're on an alpaca farm in Upper Marlboro and not in the Andes Mountains. You are dressed for this photo shoot.
Yes.
And you've been given instructions to not pet the top of the head
of the
animal.
Don't touch the head.
And let them approach you and because they're curious animals.
Yes, they are curious animals. So our first alpaca that we encountered, and you mentioned they were curious, so I thought this was a perfect name for the alpaca. The alpaca's name was Snoopy.
Oh, I love Snoopy. I love the name.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe George. But a Snoopy, like the dog in the
George
peanut.
Would be too obvious.
I think so, yes. Yeah. Because he's Snooping.
Snoopy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you've got, I think, your traditional alpaca colors are naturally, you got black alpacas, you got white alpacas, and you got a mixed alpaca.
And you also have a brown one. It's brown alpaca. So Snoopy was a brown alpaca.
Okay.
But they all the colors were...
The information is coming fast and furious.
It was a very diverse alpaca.
Yeah, it's nice. Inclusion.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a diverse inclusive farm. Yes.
Yes.
So Snoopy was a brown alpaca, and we met him, and he was very friendly, very curious. So he came right up to us, and we pet him, and I got some... I think successful pictures right off the bat with Snoopy.
For contrast, wouldn't you want a white alpaca?
Well, you know, here's the thing.
Rob, you settle down, Spiewak.
You're the one who said
But I'm just saying color-wise, if you wanted to choose.
We actually kind of were drawn to the brown ones.
You like the mocha.
We thought they really popped on the camera really well. Perfect. So
I got to know, what was the pose?
So what our photographer instructed us to do for how she does most of these engagement photos, she doesn't do as much instruction in posing. She kind of wants us to walk around, interact with the environment, and she captures us in our natural environment.
Cinema verite.
Yes. So one instruction she did give was if you are walking around looking at the alpacas, enjoying the farm and the grounds, to hold hands and be looking at each other a fair amount, that kind of thing. But as far as like actual poses, like tilt your head a little bit this way or
a big hand holder?
Your body, not particularly. So that was kind of that was a little awkward.
Isn't the forced intimacy terrible?
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
And we're not huge PDA people to begin with.
Gross. Yeah, that'll make the Mandy Moore concert awful. So,
I don't know why we hold hands. We sleep together already. Isn't that enough? Sorry.
I say yes.
Sidebar.
I say yes.
So we have some pictures. So we're walking around. We're holding hands. And in addition to the alpacas.
Gross.
There's also, it's a farm. So there's kind of some farm decor. So you have, like red barns around.
Hay bales.
Some nice trails. There are some hay features. Mm-hmm.
If you say the word hay features again, I'm going to come over and thump you.
I love this. I love this.
Like the property brothers over there.
Look at this hay feature.
This is a wonderful hay feature.
Next to the farmer's sink.
This is a rusted plow from the Depression. Yes.
It's like you were there.
Yeah,
and
I know.
So we're doing this, and the funny thing about all these pictures is it'd be like any other photo shoot that you see all the time, these engagement photos that are at farms or anything like that.
Yeah.
All the pictures are just being photobombed by alpacas.
And they're everywhere.
Wonderful. They are everywhere.
Oh, so there is a volume of them. There's not like one or two guys just running around.
Yeah, we came up, and it was actually a smallish kind of pasture. I was actually expecting something larger, but the alpaca density.
Show title.
Yes. Was strong.
Uh-huh. Can you estimate the total number, the total population of alpacas?
I would say probably in maybe like a 5-acre area, which is not much for a farm.
No, that's not. You can see line of sight.
There maybe were about 60 alpacas.
Oh, damn.
Jeez.
You probably have so many options for photos.
Absolutely.
So if I get like a save the date, which look, if you do, I probably won't go, but I'll give you a big check.
Okay,
if what
make opposite from me? No gift, but I'll be there and I'll show up thirsty.
So what I see is, if I got this, it would bring me joy.
Absolutely,
to see them in the most romantic of four settings, of this, and knowing Rob that his hands are probably sweating. He's like, I don't like this.
Yeah,
but he's faking it because he's a performer.
Well, what he's doing, he's grinding, but towards the marriage.
Yes, and in the back, there's this goofy alpaca just staring into the lens.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I see something like that. All day.
Yeah, 100%.
Fridge worthy.
Oh, God, yeah.
I got little Michael and your engagement photo.
Uh-huh. So that went up
Nice. We get one every month.
Oh, perfect.
I can't tell it's a holiday.
Yeah.
Boom. Right on the fridge.
Right there.
Yeah, like 12 little Michaels.
So now does she do black and white? Does she do color? But I guess you can do it black and white in post-production, right?
Yes. So she will be editing the photos as well, which is nice.
We go raw.
No filters.
So she's going to be providing us with a mix of black and white and color, probably some different saturation levels, I'm sure.
What about the spitting?
So there was a spitting incident, and it was as we
one definite one.
Okay. And it,
as it has come to be known in paparazzi circles, the spitzident.
No, that's the show title.
You like that
then
better?
We don't give away the alpaca.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
The
Spits it in.
Yeah. So fast forward a little bit, and we're welcome to come back for more photo details if you'd like.
I think we've had enough.
Fair enough.
Maybe yes. Too much.
I agree. And so
we're all met.
Now you're killing.
So we're on the way out. Yeah. And my lovely fiance says,
is in a dress, by the way.
Yeah, in a dress. She says, you know, let's stop and let's take some pictures of our own because I want to post about just that we were here on Facebook.
Oh, God. And what is your response inside and what is it outside?
I said, inside, I'm kind of ready to get home. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
And I'd like to enjoy the rest of my Sunday.
If you have it.
If I have it.
Yeah.
But I said, no problem. Let's go ahead and
you're
stop.
You're a good man. You're good.
He spoke before. Through clenched teeth, but inside he's going...
All right.
Full Jackie Gleason honeymooners rave out.
So we were near the exit, but the way the road worked was the road kind of surrounded a lot of the pasture for where the alpacas were.
Alpaca
so we
kinda, Boulevard.
So we pulled over on this road, which wasn't busy at all.
Oh, wait. Just rewind.
Yes.
You're in your car.
You're
leaving.
We're leaving.
And at this point, your beautiful, wonderful, kind fiance thinks it's a good idea to stop the momentum of leaving the actual location and pull over to take a selfie.
We've all been there.
Oh no, this is egregious on so many levels. If you're walking out and the photographer's like, do you mind if we take a quick pic? Cause I want one for my phone.
Well, the photographer, the hour had been up or
gone.
They were off the clock at this point.
Split.
No bonus time.
On to post-production.
Okay, moving on later.
The I got shoot another
was
gig.
Concluded.
Okay, so you parked the car off to the side of the road.
Yes.
Next to what is, I would imagine, a picket fence and for the alpaca farm.
Yes, a fence. And then we're now looking at the pasture from outside the fence that we were taking the pictures in. So we were actually, had already been introduced to these very alpacas. They knew us.
Yeah.
So
when Snoopy,
when you descended
Linus,
from your car, you got out of your car, the alpacas
Patty.
Saw you?
Yes.
And they came to you?
They came over.
They're like, curious. Oh, they were just here.
They're just here. Now they're on that side of the fence.
Purple shirt.
Let's investigate.
Right.
So the thing is, with
big teeth, those alpaca,
they really do, and buck teeth, which is a little disconcerting.
A lot of fun.
So some of us came over, saw us. And
some
said,
of them. Some of them.
They came over and they said, "Oh, we've already seen them," and they went on their way. But one came over, and he was looking at us, and we thought, "Oh, maybe he wants to be friendly and you know be pet a little bit and all that, and get nice and posed for a good picture."
Oh, so you're
a selfie.
She's going for what is, I think, what a professional photographer would capture. It what she saw probably in the LED viewfinder.
Yes.
You're like, oh, this is great. She wants one of those for herself.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were both trying to get in there a little bit, so that it could be like a couple thing. We were here.
I know that
the whole thing.
Who holds off? Do you do a timer? Do you actually you have the probably wingspan to hold out the phone? Who's holding the phone?
So I think she was holding the phone for this one.
Yeah.
At this point, you'd said that you were ready to go, but now that things are sort of falling into place, are you kind of into this selfie right now?
Let's take it. It'll be a nice immediate response that we're able to show for our afternoon.
Sure.
And so we start to pose the picture. It was at this point that the alpaca that we thought was going to be nice and friendly and hang around for a while started to buck up and start jumping on its hind legs.
Oh, no.
Action shot.
Yeah.
Well, we were...
This calls for video.
And it started to make some kind of noise.
Like a hee-haw noise?
Something of a hee-haw noise.
Maybe something closer to that. Well, it sound aggressive or irritated, or was it like, oh, maybe this guy's like just doing a weird alpaca thing?
It sounded aggressive. It sounded like he was being territorial.
Ooh.
Well, you know what? You didn't come in the way most people come in. You're sort of approaching from the road. That's not
you're an
kosher.
Intruder, and maybe you hadn't met this guy.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah. Out of 60, maybe he was like tending to the farm.
All the white ones look the same.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And so
I say that every day.
Glad you said that.
Is that Joe? Rob? That's Rob. I got two Robs in front of me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this thing starts bucking and making this noise. Something kind of like that.
Yes.
Wow.
That's not a great replication.
I love it. Close enough.
But
it
I think
was
it's
that,
good.
It was to that effect. And, and so this thing started making this noise and we kind of backed up like, oh, what's up with this guy?
Yeah.
And we thought maybe we just spooked him.
Yeah.
So we tried again.
Oh, no. No.
So we get back up in there. And he's kind of staying there for a little while and being still. So we almost start to get the picture. We're nice and framed up and everything. And then he bucks up again. Mm-hmm. And you hear
like,
Working it up?
Like he is working up the spit.
Yeah.
And we back away and turn the back. But as I am turning the back, I catch a big ol' alpaca spitball.
Like a loogie.
Right on the back of my sharp purple shirt.
Oh, God. Now, for size-wise, yes. You know, if somebody's got some sort of ear, nose, and throat infection, you don't have the body mass of an alpaca.
No.
So was it more like a milkshake was thrown at you?
Let's see here. I would say the alpaca loogie was maybe about the size of
a juice box.
Half a golf ball.
Oh! But potent enough to strike you.
I definitely felt the impact.
It was more about accuracy than size, Oscar.
Yes!
Well, I say that bodes well for a happy marriage.
Velocity.
Yes, exactly.
Velocity.
Thank you, Rob. Well, I look forward to seeing the
Congratulations.
Prince.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'll see you at the Mandy Moore concert. What date are we going on? Let's see here. We'll plug it later.
Yeah. Buy me a pennant while you're there, okay?
Yeah, but you're definitely in, right? Now that we're on the books about this and it's friends being friends.
Sounds good.
Now wear the All purple right. shirt if it comes clean.
March 26th.
March 26th?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
I think it'd be good for the show.
Awesome. All right. When we come back, I have a question for you about Washington, D.C.
Alpacas?
No. We'll discuss it upon our return.
Isn't it perfect that Rob Ford took those picks? Like, it is so Rob Ford, like, on brand for him.
But then so is Pete.
And he gets a loogie at the end of it.
I was going to say, he's romantic and covered in phlegm. Yeah. Two sides of the same coin. Back after this, it's the Mike O'Mara Show.
In the latter years of the 2000s, a crack team of disc jockeys was thrown off the air, innocent victims of a format flip. These men escaped to the darkest reaches of the internet. Still wanted by their fans, they survive as podcasters. If you need laughter and no one else can help, and you have a smartphone, maybe you can download The Mike O'Mara Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. www.mikeomarashow.com.
Now, for people that just check out our podcast on the app, check out our website. Lots of good stuff there.
Oh, my God, please.
And links to all of our clients, including this one, which I love, because it's getting warm. It's actually warm in D.C. this week.
And 60 degrees today.
You're probably starting to think about spring break vacations. And if you're planning a theme park vacation, and many people do, Undercover Tourist can save you significant time and money. They get you the exact same tickets to theme parks that you know and love, but for less, and there's absolutely no catch. Think of this. You can save up to $145 on each theme park ticket. So think of the savings for a family of four or six or even more. These are authorized tickets, whether it's Orlando or Anaheim. You benefit from 20 years of great service. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and 100% hassle-free. Choose email or physical tickets, whatever you like, and skip the lines at the gate and go straight to the rides. The best thing is they have the plans of all the theme parks and can tell you the best time of day to hit each attraction.
Yes.
You used to have to sort
Efficiency.
Of use guesswork for that, but these guys will tell you how to do it. And so now you're not standing in line and not zigzagging across the park. Undercover Tourist is the trusted name for theme park tickets. Start planning your next theme park vacation now by visiting undercovertourist.com/TMOS. You'll get additional discount using TMOS on top of the big savings already offered through Undercover Tourist. That's undercovertourist.com/TMOS. You will love it. Now, you had to go out to Fairfax last night to do both,
yes.
right? I left here. What time did you leave here?
Roughly, I guess the area. I had some work to do off campus.
Sure.
So 6:30.
Okay, so you probably missed this. I left at about 4.
Oh, no, I got what you're talking about.
And
there was a gas leak.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
They closed down one block in Georgetown on 34th Street. Just one, literally one block. And it gridlocked all of Georgetown.
I hadn't mentioned this. This was my block.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to mention that, but I knew this.
This was my block. I walked, and this is it's uncanny, because I thought to message the building.
Yeah.
But then I was like, eh. Like, well, who would leave work at 4 o'clock? I forgot Rob does.
Yeah.
So I really thought that, but I did not think of you, and I'm sorry. It probably took you an hour to get out of the city, right?
It took me 68 minutes to get from Podcast Village to the Key Bridge. Okay. That's a mile.
I have the luxury.
It's like 10 minutes, maybe.
I parked, I want to say, I saw the jam.
Yeah.
I parked half a mile away from my house.
I saw the jam.
Because I saw it on Waze
yeah.
and just walked down. But I have the luxury of doing that.
And here's the thing. People, you know about Georgetown all across America. People, it's a historic neighborhood of Washington, D.C.
It's an artery out of the city, though.
But it is.
My street, specifically.
And the problem is if you get on a street in Georgetown that is a two-lane street with parking on either side, it's the width of three cars.
You don't look at Waze when you
leave? I do. Waze didn't have it
yet.
Waze didn't have it reported yet. Right. And so by the time I'm down on, this is very local, but by the time I'm on Prospect Street, there's no escape.
Just quick. Pro tip.
Yeah.
Going down that road after 4 o'clock at any time is pointless, even if it's clear. It's faster to go down Wisconsin to the right on M, just for future reference.
You're right. But it was so jammed up.
So I get that.
And the weird thing to me, what really blew my mind is I had a lot of time to think about it, is that's really about 750 feet of road, and it screws up an entire city.
This is how much it went through my mind of like, oh, maybe my house will explode, and I won't have to deal with renovation. So I walk down the block, and my block specifically is blocked off by police.
Yep, three cones.
I'm thinking there's the VIP, Secret Service, somebody's visiting somebody.
This happens all the time in the city, yeah. Somebody's
at Georgetown University, like somebody in the government, an A-lister that they've shut down the block for. Did the IMF come early to speak? Or maybe they're down in Georgetown somewhere. Mm-hmm. Who knows? And you have to factor all these variables in because we live in the capital of the free world.
Right.
And
most powerful city in the world.
As soon as I see men in orange vests not 500 feet from my home.
Which, by the way, was the second place outfit that Rob was going to choose for the photo shoot.
Yes.
Was an orange vest.
I do what anybody, when the entire block is blocked off and there's a traffic jam that's about to happen.
Yeah.
Or is happening for but not during rush hour, technically.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I walk up, I'm like, hey, not for nothing. I live in that house.
Right.
And I'm pointing. I can see it.
Yeah, you can see your house.
And it's not far. I was like, what's going on? He goes, just gas leak.
That's all.
I'm like, excuse me? He said, yeah, it's a gas leak, but it's under control. They've got it taken care of. And I go, and I by nature always am stuffed. I can't smell anything.
Right.
Ever. I can smell this gas.
This you can smell, right.
I can smell this. And I'm like, sir. And this, why the F am I saying sir? Like my entire life, my parents told, like this
is. You're a respectful young man.
Yeah. But I'm older than this gentleman in front of me.
Yeah.
Right?
But he is, you know what? He's the authority figure in this scene.
Sir. So I live right there.
Right.
I don't have a stove. But if I turn on a light in there, is that going to create something that's going to, create a catalyst?
Right.
That should I not go in my home?
Right.
Because now you should be fine.
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should be fine.
So you should be fine to me after the news junkie I am.
Not reassuring.
Of blocks being blown up all the time because a gas line is hit. And by the way, when a gas line is hit, it's always like, the power company or the gas company has come out and they thought they had it under control. Boom.
Well, keep in mind, it was like curtains. Remember 5 years ago when manholes were just blowing up for no reason and no one knew why?
Yeah, and if there's a hole in the ground in the street.
Right by your house.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, and you smell the gas.
Yeah.
So, I...
But your house is still standing today.
I walk over.
Yes.
And I open the door.
Uh-huh.
I don't turn on any lights.
Of course not.
Because I think this is like Lethal Weapon 2 and the key, like little spark hits and then
it's
over.
Boom.
Or a backdraft. It's a better movie.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, okay, just in the dark. Can I open my laptop and start emailing and do some of this work I came home to do?
Hard to say because sometimes you get that little spark when you plug in your laptop.
I open the laptop up so slowly, saying if it's over, it's over. It's my time to go. I open it up and I start emailing. I'm like, well, maybe this didn't create a catalyst.
Aha!
And as I'm starting to answer some of these emails because sometimes you just got to get away and just do some busy work. I'm like, yeah, let me go on to WashingtonGas.com. A salute to them. They don't have anything posted about this.
Yes.
Like, if somebody did this, it's trying to hide it from the man.
Well, they're not going to advertise that it's screwed up. Right. Not only are they shut down an entire city, the fact that they have a leak is not good either.
Went back outside and said, look, that first answer I got, maybe I was too dismissive about it, or you were. Can you give me a little more, when is this going to be cleared up?
Yeah.
And he says, heat smells.
Oh, he takes a sniff.
And he goes, I was like, yeah, it smells like gas. He's like, yeah, I just, you know, it's still strange when that happens. He works for this company, this man.
Well, okay.
And I said, yeah.
The best and the brightest.
So is there a immediate hazard or danger? Should we be, like, you've blocked off the street for some reason.
Right.
Like, why not block off, tell everybody to leave their houses?
Uh-huh.
He goes, we haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, there's a plan.
And I, at this point, say, do I have the time or energy or bandwidth to fight with this man who clearly is just trying to fix a problem?
Right.
And if he's sitting here and he's about, it looks like he's about to smoke a cigarette, like, why do I care? Like,
that's right.
If he wants to take us down,
he's going to light a safety match. You don't even want to open your laptop.
Like, I'm just like, maybe I'm being crazy and I don't know how this works.
Right.
So I go back, I type in an hour later into WashingtonGas.com, like, no alert. So I'm at this point thinking I should call Crime Stoppers.
Right.
Like, or the tip line at WTOP. Be like, hey, I want to send somebody down.
It's a little fishy.
Right?
Yeah. Hi, Oscar. What's your problem?
And the quagmire of getting out of the city has begun.
Yes.
Like, I'm here in honks. Like, we're downtown Manhattan. People are pissed.
Yeah, people are stopped in intersections. I mean, it's locked
up. It took you 68 minutes to get out of the city, which put you into the heart of what is Northern Virginia traffic.
Oh, yeah. And but you know what? By that time, I was blessed to be in traffic because it was moving 20 miles an hour, but it was moving.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Have you ever dealt with a gas leak of this manner?
No.
Ever, right?
No, uh-uh.
I don't think I've ever...
I don't live in a Civil War neighborhood either.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever... I'm disappointed in myself, one, for not being more assertive about it.
Right.
I did what every passive, aggressive...
well, not even aggressive, just passive.
Just passive looky-loo does. I guess the man with the orange vest...
He knows.
...that's smoking a cigarette in the middle of a gas leak, it knows better than I do. I should have done more. Yeah. But part of me was hopeful when I opened up that laptop that it was going
to
be over.
Well, you know, if that would have at least been something to talk about.
Is that, I mean, that's the truth. I was like, oh, this is, you know what? It's a good run.
I'll tell you the thing that pissed me off most about the whole thing is that it took me so long to get home. I was in danger of not getting to the polls in time because I couldn't vote.
The polls!
I couldn't vote.
You voted?
Of course, I vote in every election. So I didn't have a chance
wasn't
to vote
a foregone
before.
Conclusion?
Well, pretty much.
Did you go to Bernie Sanders?
Let me tell you. Don't read ahead. So by the time I finally get, it's about, they close at 7. I have plenty of time to Google what time the polls close. So I'm a race with the devil to get to the polls in time. I go in, I say, how's the turnout been? They say, pretty good. I said, that's great. And they said, lots of absentee action, too.
Pretty good.
And so I go and I vote. And yeah, I did vote for Bernie Sanders.
Bernie. You burned your vote.
And as I am leaving the school.
I don't know much about this. I'm just like.
I get my sticker. I don't even have a chance to put my sticker on. I get a text alert on my phone. Yeah. And it says, Virginia declares Biden the winner. I hadn't even left the polls.
But it was closed, right?
No.
Oh, do they do that before the polls close?
Yeah, they did.
But did he destroy him in Virginia? Or?
Well, what happened is Biden.
Is that responsible?
Biden swept the southern states, but they keep saying that Bernie's very excited that he took California. Lots of delegates
that's
in California.
His campaign, and I'm no pundit, I'm no freights.
No,
imploded last night.
Like that, I think what they need to do is put Larry David in his place.
I will say this.
Because he's a better Bernie Sanders than Bernie Sanders.
I don't want the hate mail. I want what's best for this country.
Right.
I think two things happened. This is not an original thought. I saw some guy at 3 a.m. when I was taking breaks from F1 racing, figuring out who won
Open
Texas.
Open wheel racing, one guy in the car.
And who won California, which is a foregone conclusion.
Sure, 40-70% of the vote.
Democracy won last night. Because it allowed...
You're such a BS artist.
What?
Democracy won. You can say that about any time there's an election.
No, I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because a billionaire, who I was, you know, teetering on...
Oh, that guy!
Yeah. Maybe supporting. a billionaire could not buy the election.
No, but he won American Samoa.
Yeah, but democracy... They.
You know what? I withdraw my previous remark because you're right.
A billionaire... You cannot buy the election.
Right.
Like, it was proven yesterday, democracy won, that it didn't matter how much money you had, you could not buy it.
Yep.
So we all won, regardless of where you are.
And I'm wondering, when everyone saw the headline about American Samoa, like me, did you think about cookies? I just thought about it.
I just thought of it now.
Girl Scout cookies is what
I thought
about.
I did not think about that.
Delicious.
But I did see that, like, in my eyes, There is, and I think the numbers speak for themselves. There's a shift, right?
Michael Bloomberg.
A tectonic shift.
Bloomberg's done.
No, but what about Feel the Burn?
We'll see. I think it remains to be seen. The California win is pretty big.
I like the idea that he doesn't take any money from super PACs.
I like the fact that Michael Bloomberg could buy so many Girl Scout cookies.
Biden's looking good.
Lots of money. Lots of money. Yeah. He smiles a lot. We're going to take a break. Come back after this.
We're going to get so much hate mail.
That's fine.
Sorry.
Underscore the hate. I love it. And Feel the Burn. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is Bob Barker. I used to host The Price is Right, and now I'm retired. And I also lost my wife, Dorothy Jo, years ago. So when there's shopping to do, Dorothy Jo can't go to the grocery store. So what do? I use the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. And I get all the goods and services that I require, especially my pharmaceutical items. Yes, go to the TMOS Shopping Center, Macy's, Target, and Walmart. I get everything I need from that shopping center. That's how much it means to me.
Very sentimental.
So please think of Dorothy Jo and use the TMOS Shopping Center. And what do we have for William?
Might as well be Bob Barker.
I love it.
Yeah. This is a great client. I love Liquid IV.
Oh, saves
do
my
it
life.
All the time. You know, we've always talked about the hydration multiplier and how it gets you twice the hydration and half the time. It is so great for you and how much we love it. But have you heard about their latest product? Liquid IV Energy Multiplier.
Ooh,
this stuff
what?
Is great.
No more of this.
No, forget
I'm going
that.
Energy.
That's right. Just mix it in water and drink it up. Energy Multiplier gives you a sustained energy boost with no crash. Half of Americans, that's 50%.
A lot of percentages this
40
week.
To 70%.
Yes.
No. Half of Americans report that they fight with daily fatigue. And why? Because we're all grinding like Rob Ford. And so Liquid IV Energy Multiplier gives you the sustained energy throughout the day. It's the perfect replacement for morning coffee and an all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks. You got to do it. Plus, the lemon-lime flavor is so good. I love it. Non-GMO, vegan, and of course, free of gluten, dairy, and soy. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. And here's the best part. You get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Just go to liquidiv.com and enter promo code TMOS to save 25% and get better hydration and energy. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start fueling your adventures today.
Yeah, I took a bunch of Liquid IV. Didn't have that energy in tow. We'll get that into the repertoire as we travel to two time zones away.
Oh, God.
Nice and hydrated on the plane. Nice and hydrated on the beach.
It's really important to stay hydrated when you travel. Now, I got to do a short break here, but I'm setting something up that I think you're going to enjoy. It's special today. Today is National Grammar Day.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Grammarly. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You really, $181 rely on it, right?
It catches the dumb stuff, Rob, that you wouldn't catch even if you're great at grammar.
Right. And I love grammar, and sometimes, you know, it's a struggle with my kids with the like and you know generation.
Yes.
But they say that 9% of us classify themselves as grammar Nazis.
Okay, let's say in our lives right now, who's a grammar Nazi?
I am.
No, you make mistakes all the time.
No, but I mean, but I'm quick to point them out too.
Yeah.
And that's what makes me the most Nazi of them all.
Because
I'm flawed.
Yes. Oh my God.
No.
You make them, but you point them out.
As well, yeah.
That makes you a true grammar Nazi.
The Nazi is a bad thing.
A true grammar Nazi would be someone that doesn't make them and points them out.
No, that would
a
be
pure one.
That would be probably an English teacher.
I would say is Maddie,
what do you think?
That Rob's a grammar Nazi?
Are you a grammar Nazi?
Oh, yeah, I definitely can be, but I also will mess up sometimes. Yes.
Okay.
So
what about
everybody's
you?
A hypocrite.
They say men are twice as likely to be grammar Nazis, so what about you?
Occasionally. I'm not really all that concerned about it, though.
Oh, yeah. From a guy who, by the way, makes mistakes all the time.
It tends to...
I'm missing ones and zeros.
That's...
You code for a living.
That's more...
Well, yeah, but it's not grammar.
That's more numbers
that's
than
syntax.
Letters.
Very different.
Remember when he wrote the letter, he did very well.
Oh, yes.
So they say that older people are more likely to be grammar
Nazi.
Well,
it's a lost art.
It is. And I think, you know, the English is an amazing thing.
Yeah.
And I love when it's done well.
Do you have that app, by the way?
Grammarly?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. It would save you so much heart if you invested in yourself and bought that app for your computer and download it on your iPhone.
And it really, what do you do? It just, does it automatically do it? Or do you have to run something through it?
No, we're not faxing us. It's automatic.
Okay, well, I'm saying, do you have to, like, open and put the document in, or is it automatically running all the time?
It automatically says, It gives you a grammar score, how correct, how friendly, how right, how wrong, gives you options.
I would like to see it on your computer. I want to see it. I'll do it, but I just want to see what it's
also
like
on your phone.
Fantastic.
Like when I invited Rob to that romantic evening with Mandy Moore.
Yeah, you got the wrong guy, but all the words were right.
No drama, no embarrassment.
All right, so this is what brings us up. Yes. I want to do something here that we've never done before as far as this show. We flirted with it on the bonus show, but we've never done this here. So if I could have a little traveling music, please. Oscar, give me an adjective.
Okay. Is that a person, place, or thing? That's
no,
a
that's
noun?
A descriptive word.
Okay, well, a verb is an action.
Right, so I need an adjective.
Give me an example.
Pretty, ugly,
okay,
tall,
gotcha,
short.
Gotcha. I'm going to go with beautiful.
Beautiful, very nice.
Yes.
Maddie, can I have a plural noun?
Hams.
Hams, all right. Pony, can I have a number?
2.
Perfect. Can I have a plural noun, Oscar?
Okay, shirts.
Okay. Can I have a noun, Maddie?
Synchronized swimming.
Okay.
That a thing? Yeah, right?
That is, yeah. Maddie and I used to have a team. Plural noun, Pony.
Feet.
Feet. Hey, and while he's in there, would you ask Charlie Burney for a verb?
Charlie, we need a verb.
A verb.
Agitate.
Ooh. I like that.
Like adjective.
A noun from Oscar.
Cow.
That's good. Maddie, I need a noun.
Toothpaste.
Great one, man.
I love it. And Pony, I need a noun.
Let's go with hands. Or do we already have
no,
hands?
No, we had ham. We don't have
hand. Oh, hand. Hand.
Okay, hand is good. Charlie Burney, may I have a verb?
We need a verb, Charlie. Run.
Okay. And Oscar, can I have a noun?
A noun.
Person, place, or thing?
Let's say Patty White.
Don't know what that is.
I mean, Betty White.
Betty White.
Betty White.
Okay.
Patty White.
Anyway,
stroking
her younger sister.
Yes.
And we close. Maddie, I need a verb.
Record.
Okay, very good. When we come back, we will have the results of our first bonus show Mad Lib commercial.
Ooh.
To celebrate National Grammar Day. We're going to take a break,
guess.
And we'll be right back. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
Hey there, this is Katie from the Cake and Cookies Show. On this episode, find out where I've been.
That. Charlie Burney.
The special way Rob likes to show his ass all over Leesburg.
Love it.
And we answer all your questions. Tune in for this bionic episode of Cake and Cookies.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Indeed it is. Brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Yes.
The bonus package is a very beautiful way to support TMOS. Mm. You see, every week, all of the hams on the Mike O'Mara Show get together for an extra 2 minutes to provide entertainment for you. It does so far. It's more fun than a barrel of shirts. Plus, it only costs pennies a day to subscribe. It's less expensive than a cup of synchronized swimming. You never know what you'll hear. It's less expensive. You'll never know what you hear. We might play a game like Feet Against Humanity.
Mm.
We might talk to Pony about how he loves to agitate his sugar glider. Oscar might talk about trying to improve his incredibly tiny cow. And Maddie may talk about covering her toothpaste with melted cheese.
Mm.
Or Rob could talk about his medically failing hand. Yes, the bonus show is a place where anything can happen, so you don't want to miss it. Just run to Betty White at www.mikeomarashow.com. It's your passport to the assport. Copyright 2020 TMOS, the TMOS bonus show. Buy it now before you lose your ability to record.
This is genius.
That's how we
this
do it.
This is genius. I was LVP here. Whose idea?
That was my idea.
Your idea?
Yeah.
But my God.
But Maddie does occasional Mad Libs downstairs just out of random time.
Oh, so and it's technically Maddie's idea.
It all stems
inspired
from
you.
When we did Maddie Libs on the bonus show. But we may do it again. Who
Mads,
knows?
You see what he does.
Yeah, he totally stole my thunder there.
Yeah.
How?
Mm. That was it.
That's her
I was your muse.
It's her thing.
You're my muse.
You gave her zero credit. My idea.
My idea.
Just
you
like
for
with
a
all
bonus
the interns
show's fun.
Your entire life. My idea, Mike. He's like, I'm sorry, I didn't give you credit, man. I didn't want to take any guff from Mike.
You've a been verb. Stole.
That's right. A common phrase. Shut up. All right, let's open the audio vault for today. It is Wednesday, the 4th of March,
yes.
2020. Oscar, this is a great throw. You know, the kids always talk about Throwback Thursday, mm-hmm. Wayback Wednesday. This is something I love when
this
something.
This is a Wayback Wednesday?
This is a Wayback Wednesday.
Nice.
I love when I find something that I love, but I didn't know existed.
Okay.
I loved the original Adam West 1966 Batman television mm-hmm. show.
Batman.
And it was huge. And it was actually recently featured in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood,
yes.
The promo that they did for Batman. It was an international sensation. Adam West did a PSA for Great Britain traffic safety as Batman, telling kids to look both ways. So here's Adam West in costume, 1967, telling British kids to be careful.
Hello, citizens. I'm taking a holiday from crime fighting in Gotham City. No rest from danger, though, because all around us is that deadly daily danger, traffic. I admire the way all you British children triumph over this danger by learning and using the road safety code, like curb drill. Before crossing the road, you stop at the curb, look right, look left, look right again, and then only if the road is clear, walk quickly across. Be smart, be safe. Always do your curb drill.
Adam West takes the greatest pauses.
He sounds like he's having a heart attack.
I know. Also, he was a little heavy.
Is that? Oh, so this is post Batman.
Well, this is
like, hey, your agent called.
It's 1967, so it could be right after the show was canceled.
Okay, so
you're
just taking whatever was out there.
I believe so. Yeah,
this is like, this screams of Comic-Con.
It does.
Right.
Well, remember,
hey,
he was one of the first celebrities to record the warnings in New York City cabs that told you to like take your stuff.
And, well, you look. To be fair, if you get the
citizen,
voice,
don't forget your briefcase.
If you get the voice of a transit system today,
yeah,
it is what you, depending on the city. And depending on your level of celebrity, they usually look for the celebrity.
Sure.
And it's a well-paid gig.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a well-paid gig.
Well, I can see Adam West's agent saying, I got you something. It's in London.
You're not going to like it.
We're going to have to record it in London.
The horn sounded like they were European.
Yeah, could right? be. Anyway, but anyway, I just thought that was cool. Whenever you run into something like that you've never seen before, I do like it. If you saw Shaq on TV last night, he's got a new
Shaq, like Shaquille O'Neal?
Shaquille O'Neal. Okay. You know, he shaved his head for years.
He said a Shaq, though. If you saw a Shaq.
Well, did you?
You saw Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal?
Yes.
A Shaquille O'Neal? If you saw a Shaquille O'Neal on television.
So, yeah, I just want to make sure that we know that.
Understood.
Okay.
It was Maddie's idea, 40 to 70% of the time. He has shaved his head for years.
Yeah.
But he's got a little bit of stubble going up on his head.
Oh.
And his hairline is not great.
Like mine.
And they asked him about it. Turns out he lost a bet.
Let's just get it out of the way, America. I had a bet against one of my good friends, D-Wade, Milwaukee versus the Heat. I said Milwaukee was going to win by 20 and the Heat won. And I said, well, what do you want me to do, pay you? He said, nah, you got to let your hairline grow out. We want to see your hairline looking like Kenny Smith.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I just lined it up for y'all so y'all can see where my hairline starts.
You look good. Good,
and I look good, and I'm proud to do it, and I'm keeping it like this all week.
I will say this. His hairline is curious.
That is the best show in America for sports.
It is.
Bar none.
Love it.
You could not care an iota about the NBA and not be a sports fan and watch that and be entertained, and that's when you know you've crossed over.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Well, one more basketball thing Please. Before we close up today. Spike Lee.
He's got beef.
Oh, and you know what? I understand you're upset. But when you take it to the American public, you're going to end up looking like an a-hole. Because what happened is for years, he's been accessing Madison Square Garden through the employee's entrance.
Yes.
And they've asked him to use...
Because he's a massive, historic Knicks fan.
And he's got the courtside seats. He's down there all the time.
By the way, at a franchise that has imploded over the last 20 years.
So they've asked him, and this is I'm getting this from the Knicks side. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear Spike's side in a second. That because of policy, they want him to use the other VIP entrance.
There is a celebrity entrance.
There is an entrance that they use just for celebrities. Well, he's displeased with this.
So hat time, Dolan comes over to me and says, we need to talk. I said, talk about what? We need to talk. I said, Mr. Dolan, I don't want to talk about nothing. I've been coming through this entrance for 28 years. Plus, Wednesday. Historic event, the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. To Kill a Mockingbird, where'd I go in? The employee entrance. That was Wednesday. So if they want to change this whole new policy talk about, why not call me?
I'm being harassed.
The fact that they wanted.
You just said you're being harassed?
Yes.
Are you going back to a Knicks game this year?
Not this year.
Are you concerned?
No, I'm coming back next year, but I'm done for the season. I'm done.
My take on this is that if you're offered VIP access at any time, you're not being harassed. And also, with the Knicks year that they're having, not going to another game this year is sort of a weak protest.
This is not coming from – this guy's a lifelong – I disagree with you.
Okay.
The Knicks organization, while maybe this is just a protocol
– right.
When you're not winning and you're as terrible as you are
mm-hmm. –
you want as many people, especially with influence, coming to your games.
That is something that would draw interest.
If that guy wanted to come in through the wall like the Kool-Aid guy every day, and he had to rebuild that wall. You're going to let him do that because he's keeping your team relevant.
Yeah, you know what? That is a very good
point. That's the way I look at it.
But I don't think he's being harassed.
No. I mean, that's a little dramatic. Yeah. He's a celebrity, clearly. But you want those people to continue to support you even when you haven't given them anything to support.
Very true. All right, and let us close with this. A bit of good news.
Please.
The Pope does not have the coronavirus.
According to reports, Pope Francis tested negative for the coronavirus after suffering from a cold for several days. So relax. Everything's fine, and you can all go back to drinking from the same cup as 500 other strangers.
It's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Thank you, Rob Ford.
Thank you.
And thank you to Rob Ford's dry cleaner. Don't forget, you can always reach us, message us for the weekly mailbag. You can send it to Rob with two Bs. Don't send it with Rob with one B. Go to Rob Ford. Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address remains TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time, as we previously said, at MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Can I briefly just...
Yeah.
Call the Yak Shack. Call the Yak Shack. Call the Yak Shack.
We're doing that?
I'm going rogue.
Oh, look at you. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana.
He's rogue.
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 I'm going to get a call later for Mike, I'm sure.
This is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.